Interior Health is inviting youth with substance use issues or questions about addiction to attend a day treatment program at the Raven Youth Activity Center in the South Caribou over the next 2 weeks. From April 8 to 18 Mondays to Thursdays from 12:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Tammy Martins, Interior Health's local youth community prevention worker, will be offering youth between the ages of 12 to 24 information and education about addiction and harm reduction. Martin said her goal is to meet young people where they are, free of judgment. The more you know about a substance, the more you can make informed decisions. We're hoping they'll say no, but we know that youth have to make their own minds up. We can't just tell them what to think, Martins observed. This is giving them some really good solid information to make those choices and realize if they are having a problem to do some harm reduction. Topics of the program will include the science of addiction, how to build resiliency, recognizing your triggers, cravings and urges, and how to build resiliency towards a substance. Martins remarked they'll also get to know those who attend to figure out ways to help them that fit the individual's personality. The age range for the program was chosen because Martins said it is a prime time for young people to start experimenting with different substances, both legal and illegal. This can include anything from something as simple as coffee dependency to alcohol or drug abuse. If we can catch them before it becomes a problem, this education can keep you at a low risk of becoming addicted. Martins remarked, for kids in high school, it's pretty normal for experimental use, so this will give them more education so they can understand addiction more and be informed. Martins noted the times were chosen due to staffing and because Interior Health felt students missing an afternoon of class would be worth it if it helped them tackle an addiction problem. 100 Mile Houses program is modeled off a similar program in Williams Lake that Interior Health runs weekly. To that end, Cora Lynn Frawley, Williams Lake's mental health and substance use social worker, will be coming down to assist Martins in running the program. Based on how it goes, this program could become a regular one in 100 Mile House as well. That's something Martins welcomes, as it would give her another chance to engage with the community. Since taking on her role in January, after previously working at Peter Skeen Ogden Secondary School as their youth engagement worker, she's been going to places youth gather to make connections and spread her message. It's really fulfilling because I get to talk to a lot of youth, meet people and promote education for mental health and substance use because the more you know, the better. Knowledge is power, Martins said. Martins encourages any youth with questions or who are struggling with addiction to come to the program. She just asks they contact her ahead of time by either calling 250-395-7676 or emailing tammy.martins@interiorhealth.ca.